Sample Speaking Part 3. Conversation. 1. Why do people feel nervous when they are giving a speech to others?
Well, speech anxiety is quite a universal phenomenon, isn't it?
So obviously, there could be a multitude of reasons depending on differences in cultural backgrounds and values. However, I believe that this anxious feeling boils down to the common overestimation of risks involved in public speaking. What I mean is people usually associate speech giving with embarrassing and at times, humiliating experiences in which they fail to get their message across, or accidentally doing something that could cost them their reputation or credibility. Oftentimes, exaggerated negative views of oneself, namely, oh, I am never good at speaking in front of a crowd, or people will find this boring, could also aggravate the anxiety a person experiences when giving a speech.
2. How can people improve their public speaking skills?
I am still overcoming my own fear of public speaking, so I may not give the best advice. Personally, what works well with me when I have to do any kind of presentation is meticulous preparation and a clear, captivating delivery. A quintessential task is to research your audience and decide on a topic that would potentially be what they are concerned with. And what would constitute captivating delivery? Visual aids such as flowcharts and pictures, as well as a well-projected voice and relaxed body language, would make a big difference, in my opinion.
3. Can you suggest any methods that would help reduce nervousness?
I think there are many different types of anxiety coping mechanisms. First, it can be quite useful to take a step back from the problem causing you nervousness by, say, practicing yoga, listening to music, or participating in any sports. If this is not a viable option, consider taking deep breaths and counting to 10 inside of your head to give your brain a new harmless task to focus on, as this shall help you regain your composure. Talking to close friends and relatives, or professionals such as therapists and psychiatrists, can also provide people with a healthier outlet of stress.
4. Is it good for people to visit schools and give a talk to children about different things?
To be honest, different things sound pretty vague, so I cannot say for sure. You know, some topics may not be children-friendly, and the difficulty in finding proper delivery for these very special audience groups can be quite challenging. However, one definitely cannot deny the positive influences this may bring. I think if schools can choose a suitable speaker and topic that are intriguing and easy enough for children to absorb, this could become a rewarding experience in which the young kids may come back home equipped with new knowledge and skills, or change their thoughts on some important issues.
5. What type of person is best suited to give a talk to a group of students?
Well, first off, it must be someone whose expertise in a matter or a field is extensive enough to deliver a speech. While students may not be that demanding of an audience group compared to, well, academically acclaimed adults, I do think students would be much more attentive if the speaker provides well-founded information. Another thing is a good sense of humor. A witty, entertaining talk usually receives more complimentary feedback from students. Finally, as controversial as this opinion of mine might be, students generally connect better with people roughly their age, so a younger speaker might be more suited to talk to these students.